Cobra number one, and you are listening to The Brutal Truth here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Remember, you can get at me. My Twitter handle is @Cobra_org, and you can email me, Cobra.org@mail.com. Also, let's get this conversation started. Racism is white supremacy. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. You are listening to The Brutal Truth, the show in which I try to give you my opinion and takes on things in 10 minutes or less. Sometimes I go over, but I try to keep it under 10 minutes. Today, I think I will be under 10 minutes. I want to speak very briefly on black people and blacks in business. You know, I hear black people all the time talk about what we need to do. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to pull our pants up. We need to start saving our money. We need to get educated. We need to stop listening to this. We need to come together. I hear that all the time. We need to come together. I think, you know, many of you are familiar with Nellie Fuller, Nellie Fuller Jr. I think that the most wisest thing that he says is that all problems are solved through questions and answers. I think that's the most wisest thing that he says. Now, again, when we hear these vague statements like, well, you know, we need to pull our pants up, or we need to start businesses, we need to start asking questions. Because black people, you know, saying that black people need to start businesses, that can mean a million things that really are not helpful to black people. So if you hear someone say, well, you know, what we need to do is we need to come together and we need to start black businesses. Okay, stop right there. Start black businesses to do what? Are you saying that we need to start black businesses so that you can, you know, so that the business owner can make a whole lot of money for himself or herself and his or her family and live like Europeans, buying European trinkets, living in white neighborhoods, hanging out with white people? Is that why we need to start black businesses? Oh, and by the way, you know, maybe hire two or three niggers. But yeah, starting a black business to be European, to profit and to prosper. And by the definition of prosper, I'm talking about from a European perspective, which means to have a big house and to have 8 cars in the driveway and to be European. Basically, to get as much shit as you want. Is that what we mean when we say we need to start black businesses? Because if that's the case, if that's what we're saying, I don't support that at all. That is not a black business. That's just a black person behaving as a European with a business. Now, I don't support that. Ask questions. What specifically are we saying? This is my suggestion. So you hear someone say, well, we need to start black businesses. We need to have a black economy. We need to start black businesses. The next question should be, start black business to do what? And today I would like to give a suggestion as to what that what should be. I think we need to start black businesses for the sole purpose of building black institutions to counter racism, white supremacy, period. In addition to the entrepreneur taking care of his or her family, obviously, and living comfortably, obviously, because that is a goal in business in this wretched system. Profit has to, you have to profit. So you should, and you know, the profit should make your life easier, obviously. However, if the main goal is not to use those funds to start black institutions to counter racism, white supremacy, then you are not supporting, in my opinion, you are not supporting black people at all. And this is not a real black business. It's like what I said early on. It's a person with black skin behaving as a European and functioning as a European business, which does absolutely nothing for black people. So again, ask questions. Don't just let people talk in generalities. Well, we need to start a black business. Start a black business to do what? Here's an idea. How about we start building some black institutions? Because we don't have any except the church, and we know how helpful that is. Institutions are meant to help groups of people achieve goals. And our biggest goal needs to be countering racism, white supremacy, countering white people. At every facet, every turn, counter white people. Why? Because white people are your biggest problem. That's why. We need to be countering white people. So, again, ask questions. Don't just let people get off with generalities. We need to start a black business. We need to come together. No, we need to be more specific in what we're saying. And we need to make sure that our actions are in direct agreement. They are in sync with countering white people. All right, this has been The Brutal Truth. I'm your host, Cobra Number One. Make sure you check out the website, www.cobrasinaction.org. Until next time, I will talk to you later. Thanks.